From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. They may be personally close to the governor, but brother-in-law Bobby Shriver and fellow film action hero Clint Eastwood are off the State Parks Commission after they opposed a proposal to build a toll road through San Onofre State Beach in San Diego County. A toll road Arnold Schwarzenegger supports, saying yesterday, "We can't stop progress." A San Diego judge ruled yesterday Starbucks has to pay more than $100 million in restitution to more than 100,000 current and former baristas in California because the coffee giant allowed supervisors to share in the tip pools. Starbucks plans to appeal. The Los Angeles Harbor Commission has passed a landmark plan to clean up the air at the Port of L.A. Trucking companies will have to phase out dirty rigs and hire employees to haul goods rather than use so-called independent owner-operators. Commissioners say the new rule will make their clean air plan more enforceable because most contract drivers don't make enough to afford newer, cleaner trucks. The new mandate has the support of environmentalists, labor unions, and L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
We continue to blaze a path that will set a standard for cleaner ports from Seattle to Abu Dhabi, from Oakland to Shanghai. We know that this kind of large-scale systemic reform will not be met without a fight.
Trucking companies say they'll sue. A spokesman for the American Trucking Association called the plan a scheme to unionize port drivers. The Port of Long Beach, LA's next-door neighbor and business rival, approved a clean trucks plan last month that lets contract drivers continue operating at the ports as long as their rigs meet new environmental standards. Taiwan is an entire dateline away from California, but you wouldn't know it judging by the intense interest here in Taiwan's election tomorrow. Wan Ha reports Taiwanese living in California could play a key role in the future of the island nation.
It's a Tuesday evening and a crowd of more than 800 has turned out for this presidential election rally. People jump to their feet when Taiwan's Minister of Information enters the room. Many of them pump their arms in the air as they chant the name of the ruling party candidate. No, this wasn't a rally in Taiwan. The impassioned voters crowded into a ballroom at the Santa Clara Convention Center in the heart of Silicon Valley. Most of them work and live in California full-time, but maintain strong ties to their homeland. Taiwan has had its own government since World War II, but nowadays, most countries view the island as part of China. Taiwanese in California say these elections could determine whether the country forges closer ties with China or takes further steps toward independence.
It's the future of the Taiwan, and I think as a Taiwanese, everyone should take part of it.
37-year-old Queenie Wong works in an office at Stanford University. Like many other native Taiwanese, she has dual citizenship. She'll be voting in Taiwan today, joining as many as 15,000 Taiwanese living in California who flew there for the election. Wong grew up there, and like many Taiwanese Americans, still considers it her homeland.
It is our future, and if, of course, it affects me. Even though I'm living here in the U.S., I still consider myself a part of Taiwan, and it's just a connection between me and Taiwan. It's so much emotion involved in there.
Wong supports Frank Hsieh, the presidential candidate for the Green Party, which is pro-independence. It's been in power the last 8 years and is battling to survive against the Blue Party. The Kuomintang, or KMT, has dominated the island's politics for decades, and it wants friendlier relations with China. Analysts say both presidential candidates are moderates who probably won't make radical reforms, but Taiwanese in California are passionate about voting for the right candidate. Ling Chu Kuo is a reporter for KTSF, a Chinese language station in San Francisco. She's currently in Taipei covering the elections.
When we talk to the people who are from Bay Area, they tell me that their vote is very important and they want to be part of the decision-making in terms of Taiwan's next president, and they want to decide which direction Taiwan will go.
Political experts say California's large Taiwanese expatriate community is an important support base for the two candidates. Taiwanese Americans arrived on the island a few weeks before Election Day to hit the campaign trail. More than a dozen groups from the Bay Area and Los Angeles rented buses and fanned out across Taiwan to spread their party's messages. and they're a source of campaign cash.
Those Taiwanese immigrants in California are really those hardcore supporters for parties.
Eric Chenhua Yu is a research fellow at Stanford who specializes in Taiwanese politics.
I think people in the Bay Area and people in Los Angeles areas are two gold mines for two parties. Most of Taiwan's immigrants stay here with the professional jobs. They are willing to devote themselves not only going back to vote, but they are capable to donate money to their candidates.
No one has exact amounts on how generous Taiwanese Americans are when it comes to politics in their homeland, but it's apparently not too shabby. At the recent rally in Silicon Valley, a spokesman for the Green Party said it raised $100,000.
With baggage carts safely, please use elevators.
Hi, good evening. Can I see your passport, please?
At San Francisco Airport, the check-in counters are busy for this fully booked China Airways flight to Taipei. Flights to the island have been sold out the past week, even though this is normally a slow travel season. Several airlines offer discounted seats around the election.
We make a deal together, go to vote.
Joy Su and her two friends wait to check in for their flight. She's smiling, but is serious about what's at stake in an election she characterizes as a war.
Yeah, if we lose this war between the ocean, we'll have war. So we do worry. If this time, Kuomintang, if we lose the war, I no more back to Taiwan.
Most of the people in line here are going home to vote. Jane Chan is confident her Blue Party candidate, Ma Ying-jeou, will emerge victorious.
We're going to have a big celebration Saturday morning.
Until then, she says she'll be glued to the television for the election results. For the California Report, I'm Juan Ha.
That's the California Report for Friday, March 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gilman, Danny Bringer, Seal Muller, and Tom Kumkowski. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tabatabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editor is Kat Snow, with help this week from Craig Miller. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. Erica Kelly produced the show this week. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org. And the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.